and it's Granny. And people come to the house, and she's like, no, get out of here. Go away. Go away. It's too late. But so never relax. He does anything he can think of. If it'll make money. I told him he should have horses on the farm, basically because I wanted to be around horses. And I wanted to ride a horse. He said, there's no money in horses. And he's right. There's not. So he didn't have a horse.
Did you keep any other animals around, pets?
Oh, we have a long history of pets. There's not an animal I can't kill, is basically how our pets went. Because no matter how much I like the pet, my pets just aren't going to live. I had a turtle like every single year. Like every single year I had a turtle. And one time I had like a baby turtle and I thought it died. So I put it in like a tennis ball tube and I buried it. And time goes on. And then one day I'm at school and I was researching something on turtles. And I was reading about their hibernation cycle. And I was like, oh crap. I go straight home, dig it up. This is like 6 months later. It was still alive. Yes, it was great. Yeah, I'm not really good with animals. My little sister is really good with animals. She really likes animals. We have two cats, Mr. Fred and Mr. Kitty. Everyone else calls them, or they used to call them by different names. It's like, well, the one of them, Mr. Kitty, is Grace, who came from the farm. She's my littlest sister, Katie's. And then there's Mr. Fred, we brought home from my sister, Lacey. I think his actual name is Frisky Fred, and his birthday is the 4th of July. But I just started calling him Mr. Fred and Mr. Kitty, and now that's what everybody calls him. I thought it was pretty, because my little sister just gets so mad about calling Grace Mr. Kitty, because Grace is a girl. And I'd be like, that's Mr. Kitty. What are you going to do? And eventually I just wore him down. those kind of pets every year. I had a beagle for a little while. I had a purebred beagle that just was not, I was too afraid to let him out really to run around because he's going to get hit by a car. How am I going to deal with that, you know? So because we live kind of close to a road that people drive on a little too often for me to be comfortable letting the dog out. So I used to basically have to keep him pinned up all the time, and that didn't work for a long time. His name was Spud. I have very good names for pets. I had a lot of hamsters growing up. Hamsters went by the wayside. Fish didn't last. It's a good thing we got rid of the beagle, because I really hate to see that one go. I like animals. I'm just not really good with them, you know?
Any wild ones outside that you recall living around your house?
There's some bunnies. There are bunny rabbits. Always a surprise to see the bunny rabbits growing up until now when I just know that they're there, you know? They always surprise me because why are there bunny rabbits in the neighborhood in the city? That was like my basic thought, because as I was growing up, Roswell's becoming more and more city-like instead of town. And it was just a big, just kind of a change of mindset. We had a creek, and there were frogs down there. Never caught any of them, despite our best intentions. Of course, when you're like 13 and you have like growing pains because your body isn't quite fitting together right, you're a little too awkward to really sneak up on anything. So that was what that was like.
Do you have a garden or anything like that?
Oh, my father got it in his head. People in my family are all about getting ideas. They get crazy ideas,